Dear friends, please let me allow to interrupt you for a few moments, because now that His Eminence Cardinal Schönborn has arrived, we can properly start. And I wanted to open this evening by welcoming all of you. And this is a very special evening in the history of the ITI, because we do not only celebrate our 20th anniversary since the official foundation, because as my predecessor, Monsieur Hogan, pointed out to me rightly, the ITI already started receiving students in the fall of 1995. But the official date that the ITI was founded was the 1st of October, 1996. I would like to welcome some people specifically. Please excuse me if I cannot welcome each of you individually, but there are some people I would like to call by name because they are playing an important role in the ITI, or they have played an important role in the past. Of course, our guest of honor tonight is Radwan. Radwan, it is thanks to your visionary generosity that we are sitting here tonight in this beautiful hall. You and Alan, who's looking down at us from heaven, have made this possible, and not only this hall, also the chapel which we consecrated today. So we are extremely grateful to you and Alan for your service to the church and to society. And tomorrow we will be unveiling a plaque at the entrance of the hall commemorating that. So thank you, Radwan, for allowing the ITI to make this development in its history. And later in the evening, you will also say a few words. I, of course, very warmly welcome our beloved Grand Chancellor, Cardinal Schönborn, whose leadership and whose patience with us over those past 20 years has brought us here. We have gone through a lot, as those of you who have been with the ITI for many years, like I, but like many others who've been with the ITI much longer, have seen. The Cardinal has been extremely patient, loving with the ITI over the years, and allowed it to go through its growing pains, and has always led it as a shepherd. So we are very grateful to you, Your Eminence, that you are with us and that you remain with us all these years. I would like to welcome His Excellency the Papal Nuncio in Austria, Peter Suurbriggen. It is a joy that the official delegate of the Holy Father honors us with his presence, and that you represent our Holy Pope Francis, our Holy Father Pope Francis here tonight, who in such a beautiful way continues the ministry of Pope Benedict and Saint Pope John Paul II before him. And later I will quote a few words from him. I would like to specially welcome all the bishops that have come here for the dedication and the consecration of the chapel. Our dear friend Bishop Boris Guciak, who presided over the ceremony today. Bishop Peter Rusnak, who unfortunately had to leave back to Bratislava, but he came also. Our dear friend Bishop Chlip Longhina from London, we are also very happy that you flew over. And also Bishop Florentine, we are so happy as a dear friend of the ITI that you have joined us as well. We are also very grateful that another dear friend who has accompanied us all those years is Bishop Klaus Kühn, the family bishop of the Austrian bishops. We were in your diocese at the beginning of the ITI, and we then moved to this diocese, but you have remained faithfully with us all those years. We're also very happy that Bishop Schwarz is with us and joined us. Thank you, Bishop, for also your presence. It's a real great honor for us that so many bishops have come to us today and joined by Altabt Maxim, Altabt Gregor Henko Donnersmark, who also represent Abt Maximilian Heim, who could unfortunately, although he was planning to come, not be with us. And with Altabt Gregor, I have to say, he is one of those people thanks to whom we are here in Trumau, because he is the one who initially introduced us to this prospect. And I will never forget the first visit we paid with a small team to the courtyard with Abt Gregor at that time. And I remember that I immediately fell in love with this building. And so we thank you for the generosity of Stift Heiligenkreuz throughout all these years of allowing us to move here and to occupy these buildings, and the continued wonderful relationship the ITI has with Stift Heiligenkreuz. I also very much welcome our whole board, all our board members who are the ones who quietly, behind the scenes, make it possible for the ITI to flourish, for the ITI to develop. We have Radwan Riley amongst us, we have Gloria Griffin, Paul Griffin, we have Liana Marabini and Mauro, where are you? You are there, exactly. We have Marco Piccinini with us. Where are you, Marco? Yes, there you are, Marco. We have also Prince Nikolaus Liechtenstein and his wife, Princess Margareta Liechtenstein, who are with us. Where are you sitting? I don't have an overview of all the tables. Thank you. And Margareta, we're so grateful that you visit the ITI for the first time. And the chairman of our board, Jim Holman, whose great and silent and quiet and persistent leadership throughout all these years, without which I don't think we would have managed, Jim, and that's something that needs to be said. Eugene Wallace, where are you, Eugene? He's a unique board member because he's a board member, the only board member who's a graduate of the ITI. So he has a very special role there. So we're very grateful for all the board members that are with us tonight. I also would like to especially welcome the Mr. Otto Pendel, member of the National Parliament. Mr. Otto Pendel, it's quite amazing. He was the mayor of Trumau in 2008-09 when we came here. And he had the wise vision to see that developing a university in Trumau was a very good idea. And he has been a great support for us all these years, also after his successor, Burgemeister Andreas Kollross, who's supposed to be here, but I haven't seen him yet, took over from him. Otto Pendel continued, und ich danke herzlich, dass Sie all diesen Jahren uns so unterstützt haben. Das ist eine ganz, ganz wichtige Unterstützung. So you see, my list is very long of the many friends to welcome here. There are a few people from the past I would also like to welcome, after obviously also welcoming all the members of the Chancellor's Council, especially Victor Bayou and Alexandra, his wife, who have also throughout the years been such great friends of the ITI and its many projects. There are other friends here who probably would remain silent if I wouldn't mention them, but there are a few people I would like to mention because they have played such an important role in the foundation of the ITI. I welcome here Architect Hildebrand and his wife Primrose, the ones who welcomed us in the Kartause Gaming 20 years ago at the beginning. I welcome Horst Leimer and his wife Hilde, Horst, who has been such a faithful help of the ITI as finance director, as member of the board, as member of the Stiftung, and who remains a dear friend. Many silent hours have been put in by Horst throughout all these years. I would like to welcome Magister Robert Rintersbacher, whose, I can say, visionary leadership at the Alpenland Nüster has made it possible for us to build that campus. We had also invited tonight, and he unfortunately couldn't come, Professor Franz Eckert, who together with Magister Rintersbacher developed the whole idea of the building project of our campus building. So something quite extraordinary was done there, and I thank you, Magister Rintersbacher, for your flexibility in the years that you were at the NUSTA with the ITI, because a lot of flexibility was needed at times, as you know very well. I also welcome very warmly my predecessor, Monsieur Larry Hogan. Unfortunately, my pre-predecessor, Dr. Michael Waldstein, who was supposed to come, and I corresponded with him, due to health reasons, could not come. It would have been such a joy to be here with the three presidents, the current and the two previous, to celebrate these 20 years. But the son of Dr. Michael Waldstein, Pater Edmund Waldstein, is amongst us to represent his father. And I will make sure to report to Michael on the proceedings today. But Larry, I'm very happy that you are with us tonight. Finally, I would also like to, in representation of the excellent cooperation we have with the village of Trumau, I would like to especially welcome Mr. Klaus Niegel, because he's a good example of the excellent relations we have in the village of Trumau and how warmly we have been welcomed here. Pater Pio could unfortunately not be with us tonight. I don't see him, but he was at the dedication. We are very grateful to be in Trumau as a university, as a Hochschule, to be able to develop here. My list would go on for very long, but I won't do that. Please accept all those of you who have worked so hard to make this possible my thanks. There's one person of our team that I think should be specially honored tonight. It is first of all Peter Mensdorf, our architect, who has been working so hard in making this hall and the chapel possible. And from our team, there's one person I would like to really honor tonight, and that is Juraj Mishtina. Juraj, you have been an amazingly silent force in coordinating the project of the Festsaal, and your dearest wife has been very patient with you in suffering the heavy burden there often has been in this project and also in the chapel together with all our other colleagues. But I think you, Juraj, deserve a special mention tonight for the enormous time and effort and love you have put into this. So many other people there are to thank, and all the colleagues and all the students who have made this evening and these days possible, I express my deep gratitude. Before we move to the main course, I would like to say a few words about the vision of this hall. And Radwan will say a few more words after the main course. And I will be very brief. You are here for a reason tonight, and that is because you have decided that the ITI, the International Theological Institute, is something that is worthwhile, that this small university, this small Hochschule, is something worthwhile. You have come here to, so to say, give testimony to that. And we ask you in the future to stay with us, because we are only at the beginnings. 20 years is very little. We are a very young university. I actually, at the occasion of this Dies Natalis, I wrote a personal invitation to all my former bosses in the Netherlands. And by the way, one of them is here sitting at this table, the man where 20 years ago I started as a lawyer. And one of those four is now the rector of the University of Leiden. And I wrote him a little note and I said, although my university is tiny and very young in comparison to the great Leiden universities with its many hundreds of years we are working on the same road of education. And so we are only starting as an ITI. And this hall that you see is an expression of the vision we have with the ITI, the vision we have with this small institution that has been growing and flourishing so well over the past years. We will dedicate tomorrow this hall to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is the patron of the Universal Church and the protector of families. And we do that because we believe that the ITI has a role to play in the future and in the present of the church. It did already in the past. Tomorrow at the ceremony, we will be presenting you with a booklet with the stories of where our alumni are all over the world. And it's quite an impressive story if you read it. There's a beautiful story in the gospel where Jesus says that we should not be burying our talents. There's the parable of the men, the various men who were burying their talents. And Jesus tells us that we should not bury our talents, but we should let our talents grow. That's why we have this hall. The vision we've had with this hall, with its double row of windows, so all this light coming in, this double row of windows, expresses something important. It expresses our openness to the world, our openness to reach out to the world. But there's a very important detail. We are founded on the faith, because below us is the chapel. So the foundation of us being open to the world is that we are based on the faith. And we find our resources, we find our courage, our inspiration downstairs, and then we go upstairs and we reach out in the world. That's our role that we have as an educational institution, and even more as a Catholic educational institution. We are called to go out into the world, not to stay behind our closed doors. That we can stay behind closed doors, even the apostles did it, and then the Holy Spirit came. So the Holy Spirit has been coming to us all those times as well. So that is the vision. That is the vision we have with this hall. We have this vision, and you will see it very well tomorrow because now it's dark. The light streams in from all the sides. So I want to thank you for making this possible. I want to thank all the donors and benefactors who are here, the board members who through their generosity make this possible. I want to thank all the team, all those in the faculty, all those in the staff, all those who in one way or the other help make this vision and this mission possible. And I have an invitation for you. This is only the beginning. This is just the beginning. So please continue along with us. Go along this road with us in whichever way you see fit. And I am sure that with the help of the Holy Spirit and our best efforts using our talents, I am sure that many generations, maybe in 100 years, will look back on these funny people there 100 years ago that started this small institution and will say, well, it was actually a good thing that they were this crazy to actually do that and to start this new project. So I thank you all, each and every one of you. I thank you all for helping to make this possible and for being with us tonight. And let's celebrate 20 years of ITI, but let's celebrate even more all the many blessings and many years that are coming. Thank you very much.